We're doing this thing in college where we'd pop up at a Jimmy John's when they're about to close, and they'd give us all the bread at the end of the day.
Dude. That is some college shit right there.
PG 77. Hot. 53 is Mike. Okay.
Can we have Clubhouse? I mean, what is that? Why? Every time?
Been playing football for 29 years. Still feel like I am. I don't get why we have to call that out. I see it.
But I don't know. I mean,
I don't know either.
It just seems like something you do. Like
he's obviously the middle linebacker, right? Is that what we're doing?
Your quarterback. You wear like a towel down in between your legs so you can wipe your hands off, and you call out Mike linebacker. It's like, we don't, you know, just part of it. It's just what you do.
The fact that every team calls the middle linebacker Mike is just so funny, bro.
I had a middle school football coach whose name was Mike, and he played linebacker in high school.
Meant to be.
Oh, yeah.
Like, big dudes time. With the last name Armstrong. I'm like, you have to be like a D end or something. Armstrong?
How about a pitcher?
That's pretty good, dude.
How about a quarterback?
Oh, man.
Can I get a good Armstrong quarterback?
Dude, my dad's got this story about this backup quarterback. His name, Justin Case.
No way.
How cold is that, bro?
That is fake. Hey, he's lying.
Just in case. I don't know if he is, bro. That's pretty good. That's a and if he is lying, like, it's a pretty good lie. Like, you got to give it to him. I buy into the bid every time.
That,
hey.
That's that sounds like in baseball, they say, like, oh, yeah, they're throwing Johnny Holstaff today. And it's like, they're just all the pitchers are available, and you go, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's not real, just in case the backup quarterback. Now, if you don't like it, if you got a problem, if you're not going to be watching film, then you'll be sitting over there with just in case.
Dude, that's good. For like a football like sketch. I'm excited, got laggy.
I always wanted to do one that was like a army guy whose name was General Soreness. And he came in and he was like, you know, because everybody's always like, yeah, he's on the 10-day IL with General Soreness. And then General Soreness is like an actual, like a, you know, like a captain in the army. It's like,
sir, did you not go through the proper procedures getting taped up? Well, that's why you got General Soreness on your ankle, sir.
General Soreness. Dude, when people are stupid out for General Soreness, I'm like, me too.
Yeah, every day of our life. Okay.
My back's a little tight today. Adrian Peterson. You don't see me fucking just chilling.
Now, I know you got the Connecticut jersey on. I know it's because you're going there, Burpee Boy, for a show.
Show.
Right?
Yeah. Next Thursday, April 18th, Hartford. Let's party, babe. Get your tickets below. Then we got Omaha coming up. Omaha! May 1st. And then Syracuse after that. But get all the tickies in the description below or at BenedictPolizzi.com. Pushing tickies.
Man, that Carmelo Anthony jersey is going to look good.
Oh, we'll see. I don't know. I don't try to go right on the nose like that. You know what I mean? It might have to be something a little fucky.
All right, so Dwight Freeney.
Oh,
Donovan McNabb, okay.
I don't know, I'm thinking like Devendorf. Isn't he a Syracuse, but remember him?
Oh, yeah. Johnny Flynn.
Johnny Flynn, dude. What a name, Johnny Flynn. Who's not hanging out with Johnny Flynn?
Hey. Greg Paulus, football jersey.
That's insane, bro.
Transfer.
Hey, how
from
about
Duke?
Him just being like, I'll play football this year?
I think Greg Paulus walked so Johnny Manziel could run.
Not bad for that guy.
At least on the field.
Dude, wasn't he, that's another one of those guys that was a five-star quarterback coming out of high school and was like, I'm going to play basketball. Like,
yeah, dude. But was also super good enough to be the starting point guard as a freshman at Duke. Him and Josh McRoberts. Are you serious?
Josh McRoberts. On the cover of ESPN.
It's like, I hate you, but I want to be you. Okay.
And you live in the same city as me, and I'm mad.
Like, kind of excited. It's cool, but also, fuck you.
Excited because you live in the same city as me. Kind of jealous because my dad wants to go to your game over my game. So,
kind of excited because, like, there's maybe a chance you could run into you at a party, but also all of our girls definitely just want to go to your house and we won't be invited. So,
and I just want to go up to your room and look at your shoes and leave. Bro, dude, I'm such like that dude around like famous people.
He's like 8 years older than me, so none of that's even registering. But it's we all been there. We all had those athletes cross town. Dude, oh my god, did you hear? She's yeah.
If I somehow, oh, all right, let's keep going. Push those tickies, baby.
Buffalo, week from tonight. Helium, April 17th, Detroit, April 24th, Kansas City, May 2nd, and yeah, April, May, big April, May run here, officialjoeymolinero.com, and all over the bios, come on down.
Spring ball tour. Nothing worse than spring ball, bro. I know you know, but... When I signed up to play college football, I had no idea spring ball was a thing.
Yeah. See, I always did because I was such a psycho college football fan when I was, well, still am, but when I was a kid, and like all I wanted to do was go to like the blue and gold game, you know, like the Notre Dame blue and gold game, because I'm like, holy shit, you know, they're actually playing and you get to see the play and it's, you know, football in spring and... So it is weird. It's weird. It's a weird, you know, if I'm flipping around on ESPN or Fox Sports or whatever, and I see like Alabama spring game, I'm like, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I guess I'll flip it on.
They run a reverse and the wide receiver comes around and does one of those.
Ooh.
Jerry Jeudy goes 62 yards. You're like, Alabama's going to be good this year.
You're going to want to remember that name come the fall.
Yeah, that yeah. There's always ball. One guy that pops off during the spring game. Then during the regular season, he's like not even on the team. You're like, huh?
Didn't he do a flip and catch it one-handed, no look? Where's he?
498-yard rushing touchdowns, and he's not playing this year. I'm like, what?
Oh, he actually wasn't even enrolled in classes and got caught using PEDs. Got it.
Damn it.
Never hear from him again.
Yeah. Well, try to get that guy back on the team. How about the senior in high school that graduates early and then goes and plays in the spring game? Like that spring.
Dude.
I'm like, can you chill?
I know. I'm like, go to prom, you psycho.
Dude, have the final summer with your boys. Like, no! I want to pick out my helmet and my number. I'm like, bro, chill out.
Second semester senior year, the most like, especially when you know that's your destination,
live it up a little bit. Live it, feel it out, live in the moment.
You got the next 4 years to go be some grunt with tape on your helmet, you know, some number. it's like I'm just describing like a every coming of age football movie, you know, like the
grunt
star player in high school is like, well, oh, Cam, you're going to go to the NFL. Well, I hope, son. You know, and then like it flashed forward to him, you know, he's the biggest star in his town. And then it flashes forward to like cuts right to practice. He's like getting his brains beat in. Like, hey,
finger tape.
Some fuck ass number 41. Get up. like he was a quarterback in high school. He's at number 41.
That's a bad feeling right there. That'll drive me right out of playing football. Dude, I'm number one in high school, cool uniform, and then I'm number 49 somehow in college. I'm done.
Yeah. Fuck ass face mask. Like you can't get a cool helmet until
bar down the middle. Prove yourself, earn your stripe. Like, dude. How many goddamn times do I have to prove myself in my life? Jesus Christ, dude. Just give me some cool stuff. I'll prove myself a lot easier.
Yeah, that's on the coaches. They got to, hey, you know, they got to be able to figure out their players. Figure out what buttons to push.
Coacher. Come on, coacher.
Just in case, dude. Fuck off.
Just no in case. Way. Yeah, dude. No you know the way. Backup? That'll just sling it. Long hair.
That dude has a lifetime deal as just a backup quarterback. Like he can market so much from that. He doesn't have
and
to
he's
be
like,
good.
He's like good too, you know?
Yeah, but he doesn't even have to be. It's like that's literally a sketch. That's an SNL sketch.
Just in case. Paul plays baseball too. Doesn't really care, but he's good.
So, one big fan of the eclipse, huh?
I don't think I even saw it. I don't think we got to see it in West Coast.
Yeah, I will admit, it was totally different. You know, like if you weren't in the line of totality, it's just kind of like eh. But where we were in Indy, the way it was, I was a cynic going in. Burpee boy times two. Not gonna lie.
I love you, burpee boy. Whoa.
I was a cynic going in, but it was really, really cool.
I bet. I would have been the same way. I wouldn't have like camped out and shit.
Yeah. It was weird, dude. It had like a almost like an apocalyptic but also spring break feel. It was like the world was ending on spring break.
Wow. Throw spring break into the mix. I'm in.
Yeah. No one loves spring break more than you and joking.
I know. And I don't even like it that much. But I'm like, yeah, it is nice, bro.
Yeah, that's what it was, though. I have to say, like, now that I'm thinking about it, because we lucked out and it was like 75 and sunny, like, it was a great fucking day.
Yeah.
And like everybody was just like on their driveways, like drinking at 2 o'clock on a Monday.
Ooh, on a Monday. That's a nice little curveball for a Monday.
Yeah. Like no one was working. Everybody I talked to was just like, oh yeah, boss said work from home day from the eclipse. So check the emails a couple times. I'm like, oh, nice. But yeah, but then like the feel of it because everybody was in on the same thing, you know, and every nice, channel you turned it on, everything was there. So it felt like the end of the world, but also it was like, this is a party.
I like when everybody's in on it. That's fun.
Yeah, hey, that you could feel it in the air. The energy in the air was mm-hmm. different.
It's just another version of us talking about Christmas somehow.
Yeah, it's a December 21st feeling. That's what it
was. Oh, December 21st, best day.
But it was crazy, dude.
December 21st, it's over. So true, it's over.
Hate it. Totally wrecks me. Wrecks me every time. That's so funny. But like the change in the weather too, bro, it was wild because like I said, it was like 75 and then all of a sudden, slowly but surely, like when that moon started creeping in front, it got chilly.
No way.
Yeah.
And then right back to warm?
Yep.
Ooh, I'd like that.
It was wild, dude. Like it had that weird like chill in the air that right before a storm is about to come, you know? When the wind cools down because the rain's coming, you're like, man, do I need to put a crew neck on?
Yeah, I better go inside and watch a movie and never come out of my bed.
I better go watch Halloween Or
God, I better order a pizza. Weird. Every time it gets cold, wow. I better get a girlfriend.
I guess we're just ordering pizza. Guess we'll have all the pizzas.
I'll take one large pepperoni pizza.
Dude, so it was...
God damn.
It was a few weeks ago. It was a few weeks ago. I forget why, but we were going to hang out with my sisters, and she was like, yeah, come on down. She said her husband was like, yeah, Greg said all he wants is bourbon and pizza.
You threw the B on it?
Threw the B on it. So then we go down there, and we're like, because they live, you know, we're, from where we live to where they live, it's probably about, you know, it's like 40 minutes. There's, you know, it's not an easy, it's an easy trip, but like, if you're going to, you want to stay down there if you're going to make the trip, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, yeah, we'll just stay down there too. Like, we'll hang so we can have some drinks and stuff. So my brother-in-law orders Papa John's.
Papa.
And yeah, Papa John's. And like, it ends up, it is really good. And I'm walking back to get more, and he's right by the box, still like mid bites of round two or three for him. And with his mouth full, he just looks at me and just goes, that's some good pizza.
I'd have to get up and leave, dude. I'd have to take a lap.
He said it with the pizza in his mouth.
That's crazy. This guy looks like Jerry Rice out here.
So funny. It was really good. It was really good. Yeah, I'm wearing a jacket down here because it's warm and indie, but like, I guess I forgot how basements get just so fucking cold.
I know. It doesn't seem right.
Dude, I'm like, walking around t-shirt shorts right now in Indy. Like, it's great. So I come down here to record, and I'm like, God dang, I can't do this for an hour.
It's freezing. Got to get a space heater.
Literally.
Those will ruin your whole electricity situation.
A space heater?
Dude, every time I plug a space heater in, I feel like half of the fucking neighborhood goes black. Like... It'll take out the power. Space heater? I used to like have one in my car. Cause like the same thing would happen when I'd do a podcast or edit like at Wave One sometimes, like in that area where we did the podcast, like it would just be so cold. And I plugged a space heater in that building and all the electricity went out. And that's happened like two other times, bro. It happened like in one of my old houses I lived in. Plug a space. It's happened at my dad's. I'm like, what's going on with space heaters, bro?
I don't know. That's such a you thing to have, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you live by such like bare minimums, but then you just spring for the most random shit.
Damn, that's a good call. I do. I can't be cold, man. I'm and like, blankets just don't cut it.
What do you mean?
Like, I used to work the front desk at Marion, like on a dumb college job. Best job I ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Only job I want moving forward.
Yep.
Just sit at the desk and like try to do homework while people walk in.
Just people watch. Just dick around with the person sitting next to you.
6 a.m. to 10 to noon. Just.
Oh, you were the key card guy. Like, people had to come swipe their key cards in. Like, to get into the building? No?
Yeah. Like, the AD would roll in around 9 a.m. Like, maybe two, like, freaks would go work out at, like, 7 a.m. But it was just me and the rest of the building. I just unlocked the whole building. But it was so cold. I bought a space heater and plugged it in. So I was just by the desk all warm. Because that first week, dude, it was freezing. And the doors, people would come in and the door would open, blow cold. I'd be like, yo,
yeah,
I'm not doing this.
Dude, those jobs would freak me out, though. Did you ever, when you were, like, just really alone, and, like, maybe it was dark out, and you were like, I don't know about this.
Oh, always get a little scared. Like, you'll hear something.
Real jumpy. Yeah.
Or you'll see something. I was like, was that a dog?
Yeah, I hope so.
And then I close all the doors, and I'm like, Bro, there's a random dog in this building. And I'm just chilling on my laptop playing like T-Pain music out loud, so pretending I'm not scared. Like
it just was preparing you for our radio job.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah, seriously. I've had the worst, scariest jobs of all time.
How about working in a cemetery?
That's a good one. I've always wondered who would ever work in a cemetery.
Yeah, it was, again, it was like right after freshman year of college. You know, you're just looking for employment, man. Like, too young to really get like a worthwhile internship anywhere, you know, but you can't just sit on your ass. So you're like, yeah, I need to get one of these gigs. Worked there Monday through Friday from like May to August till we went back to school. And going into it, I was like, a cemetery? Like what? Dead people?
Crazy.
But it's great.
I know, man. That's a fire job.
Outside from May to August.
Hey, get the tan.
Hey, like shoveling, getting mold, you know, like fucking all the landscaping stuff. It's working your shoulders and your arms and your back, and you don't even realize it.
Workout.
Getting sweat in. I was like on my own a lot of the times. Like I didn't have to like be doing team projects and stuff. They'd be like, Joey, go mulch lot E. And I'd be like, fucking great. Turning on Cowherd and ESPN. I had the whole lineup, dude. Back then it was Mike and Mike until 10.
Uh-huh.
Grady and Big Joe locally until noon. But I would flip back and forth. Eventually I crossed over and said, and I went Cowherd because he was 10-1 on big ESPN radio, like national ESPN radio.
Dude, that was peak Cowherd.
Yes, it was. That little ESPN studio. That was like a closet.
Yeah, him just going crazy in there.
Always with papers in his hands, just like.
I was like, how do you let that guy go, man? Dude, when he left, I was like.
I know. That was a big day, dude.
Hey, sir. Dude, I'll never forget when LeBron James went from Miami to Cleveland and Colin Cowherd broke the news. I literally started crying. We have an announcement. I was like.
And then Cowherd, too, he called out the conspiracy about, I think it was him. It might have been him or Bill Simmons or both. But he called out the conspiracy. Yeah. Literally. Same guy, different coast. He called out the conspiracy about how in that announcement or that article where LeBron said he was going back to Cleveland, how he didn't say Andrew Wiggins. Like he said a bunch of the different pieces that they had, like Kyrie and Tristan Thompson and stuff, and they had Andrew Wiggins and he didn't say Andrew Wiggins. And so the herd was like, look, I'm no JFK conspiracy theorist, but you're going to leave out number one draft pick? And so then literally like a month later, Wiggins gone, traded.
Ooh, bro.
To Minnesota or whatever the hell.
It's so fun to talk about trades, especially in the NBA. Dude, NBA offseason trades keep like ESPN radio alive.
Luckily, the NFL is getting to be like that finally, too.
That's good.
With like their trades and free agency and shit.
Mm-hmm. Diggs out of nowhere. Not that we talk about sports or anything on this, but. Dude, I really liked, on some old ESPN radio. Are we like old heads for that? I just feel like that was like the best era.
Yeah, I mean. Mike and Mike to Cowherd to SVP.
SVP and Russillo, bro. That's fire.
Off.
Fire. Bro, I'll host a sports radio show after listening to that for a week.
Yeah.
Bro, SVP, I swear to God, I think I've told you this before. I used to like, I couldn't wait to listen to it every day. And in the summer one time, he just left for 3 weeks. Like went on vacation for 3 weeks.
That's, yeah, like while you're working one of those summer jobs. And like, that's when you need him the most.
I was like, dude, he's gone for another week. It's just some like other guy. You're like, God damn it.
Bro, it's right around 4th of July, just like in the most dead time of sports ever. So you're like, dude, not only is there no sports or anything really happening, but I can't even get SVP.
And that's talk. When you want him. That's when you want him, when there's nothing, no sports to talk about, and he's just riffing.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, damn, our king. SVP, my king. He's still pretty nice on late night ESPN. Is he still doing that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he is. I think, though, that I saw that they're like, him and Russillo are getting back together and doing something. I thought.
Stanford Steve? I was like.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw something about that.
Stanford then Levitard Steve. Would just set it off at like 6 o'clock. I'd be like, this is crazy. This is crazy, bro.
You were always such a Levitard guy.
Bro, it was insane to me what they were doing. I was like, dude, every show feels like they're trying to get fired. And I was like, well, that's why I'm listening.
Didn't you like fucking... No, that's what you did. It was when Mike and Mike came to Indy and somehow you weaseled your way in their meet and greet. And you brought them Long's Donuts and a Jets and an Eagles hat.
Yeah, dude. You remember that shit? That's crazy.
Yeah, because it was like... I remember it was like right when we were... Right at the start of Espresso. Like we'd probably been doing videos and stuff together for... I don't know. Just that year we had started.
Yep.
And I remember you being like, "Yeah, dude, I'm gonna do that." And I was like, "One, how are you even doing that? Two, why? Like, what? You know, you're always down to go 8 steps above and beyond." And I'm always like, "I'm good. I don't think that's gonna work out."
Yeah. Fuck it. You know. I was like, "They're here. I might as well like try it."
No, I know. That's why I remember that.
I will and weasel in. I will.
He was there. You do. You have a knack. I don't know how you find your way in, but you got a knack. You always have.
Bro,
it's like comes
it's
from your dad
nobody else
too.
Tries. It's because nobody else tries. If you try, bro, you can get in. Like, dude, I weaseled my way into Levitard's studio too. I was like, fuck it.
I remember that too. I was like, what the hell? What?
I just listened every day, and I was like, they're at the Clevelander in Miami. I was like, bro, I'm going to email their producer and be like, yo, can I just say what's up? Like, I'm a fan. Went to Miami and then just popped up during the show, and I was like, are they on right now? And he was like, yeah, go up there, say what's up. I was like, okay.
Wait, you got on air?
No. On air? No.
Dead air!
They're like wrapped up after a show and Levitard and Stugatz were in there. And I was just like, bro, can I get a picture with them? Those are like my heroes. Still are. And the producer was like, yeah, dude. I was like, all right. I just don't think anybody else was fucking with them like that. So they're like, oh, bro, you're a fan? And I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you get it from your dad, too. But, like, your dad doesn't seem to be that way, but he just has an in with everything.
He does. Yeah, I don't know what is going on with that. But he doesn't outwardly, like, express it.
No, but I'm surprised that you weren't back for the All-Star game because your dad somehow scored, like, a suite from a company.
Damn.
You know, like.
I didn't even ask him. I should have.
I'm sure he probably had something and was just waiting for the ask.
Playing in the game.
It's got to be the mafia or something. I don't know.
Dumb, bro.
He's got some hold up. He's like we talked about. He's the Midwest mafia. He's the Indiana mafia. You know, you got the East Coast, New York, and then they'll kill you, but. Excuse me, god dang.
I love you, burpee boy. Ooh, whoa. Oh.
Man, do you ever have Jimmy John's anymore?
I'll go on little runs where I do like hardcore, but I haven't seen a Jimmy John's out here. There's so many Subways. Everywhere you turn out here, there's a Subway. Open 24 hours, too.
That's dangerous for you.
I know, but it seems a little like, 24 hours. Like, I don't want Subway to be open for that long.
Yeah.
It seems a little sketch. Once things start like, being open for 20... I know. Once shit starts being open 24 hours, I start getting a little hesitant about it. I'm like, how quality are we talking here? But, yeah, Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
There'll be like little spurts I go through where that shit is just fire.
Dude, I had it today. So
good.
I got the Jimmy Cubano. I switched it up a little bit. It was like ham, bacon, cheese, pickles, and mustard.
Fire. Are you kidding me, man?
Hey, and the bread. You know, sometimes you get Jimmy John's bread that's like, okay, this is the last batch here. All right.
But still this pretty stuff, good.
Oh, yeah. But this stuff, it was like when I would like grab the sandwich, like my fingers would like fall into the bread. You know what I mean? Like it was fresh. It was dough. Like it was, I couldn't believe it.
Bundt cake.
Yeah.
That's what that
is. Nice.
Dude, their bread is so good. You can kind of just get, you could get like cheese on the bread and be like, that's good.
Cheese, some hot peppers and, or some Jimmy peppers and mayo or mustard. Perfect. I can make something out of that.
Perfect. Snack.
Yeah. Dude, the best PR box I ever got sent was Jimmy John's. And they sent me just a cardboard box full of salt and vinegar chips from there.
No way.
Bro, it was insane.
Did they know you liked it or something?
Yeah, I just like fucking tweeted about it or something.
Oh my God, that's a dream.
And they were, it was like, it was in the little end of, it was just like they went to the local Jimmy John's on the corner, grabbed all the bags of them and just dumped them into a pot. I mean, so there was the little bags. So I could just snag on those, have a sandwich, have those two. Like, oh, I was taken care of, man. We went through them way too quickly. I miss them.
We were doing this thing in college where we'd pop up at a Jimmy John's when they were about to close, and they'd give us all the bread at the end of the day. Dude.
That is some college shit right there.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'd have a trash bag of Jimmy John's bread. Hey. Swear to God, like a big ass trash bag.
Don't you just want to like have somebody take that bag and smack you over the head with it?
Oh, I probably asked. Like, bro, hit me with this bag of bread. It was like a Santa Claus. Talking about Christmas again. It was like a Santa Claus. Like, dude, just whirl that thing around.
100%.
Bro, just knock me into next week, bro. Right into a river.
With those big old baguettes of Jimmy John's French bread.
Dude, we were chopping them up, making peanut butter and jelly on them. Oh.
What?
Gas, dude. Putting chips on them. Chips on a peanut butter and jelly on Jimmy John's bread. Oh.
Wow. There you go, Clubhouse.
Gas. There it is. Hey, what's your college recipe, Clubhouse? What's your college recipe? Ooh. Jimmy John's bread, PB&J, crunch up some chips, chop it in half. Best meal of your life.
Damn. That's amazing.
So good.
That, hey, was it before or after your Jimmy John's trip, but you stopped by Qdoba and, you know, picked up some plasticware too?
Oh, yeah. Just, dude. The amount of times I've just taken 34 forks from Qdoba.
Stupid. Literally. Bro's living off of Jimmy John's thrown out bread and Qdoba plastic forks.
I'll do it, dude. I could be a millionaire. I'll still take all the silverware.
I mean, that silverware is no joke, man.
It's fire.
It's quality.
The Chipotle black forks, dude.
Yeah.
They need to downgrade.
Those bitches aren't breaking.
Subtle flex. I opened up for Nikki Glaser this past weekend. Went in her green room. Went in her green room. Took everything in me not to steal all the plastic plates. She's on stage. There's nobody in the green room. I'm like, bro. And why is the first thing that crosses my mind? How much food can I steal?
You're a klepto, man.
No, I think I was just hungry.
No, but you always, we talked about that a few months ago, how you're just like, I nothing more I love than stealing shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like stealing shit that I don't need. That's just like totally, it's not expensive. It's not.
Just bullshit, bro. Just bullshit. Yeah. They had like plastic silverware all wrapped up in the napkins. I was like, what if I just took like four of these? You know? Bag of peanut M&M's family size. I was like, ooh.
Well, someone's going to notice that.
Yeah, I wasn't taking that. I wasn't taking
four of the wrapped up silver plastic wares. Yeah, whatever. We want them gone anyways. Family size peanut M&M's? Okay.
The bag wasn't opened. I was like, can't be the first guy. I'm just the opener guy. Come on.
If it would have been just like a personal, you know, just like the regular classic rectangle size bag,
would I have taken it?
That'd have been more fair.
Yeah, yeah. But that seems like it's somebody's, dude. You just see an individual peanut M&M's bag laying around. Like somebody brought that for a reason. Mm. I don't know if I'm stealing that. Fun size, give me that.
How was the show, though?
Went well, bro. God, Nikki's so funny, and she's just not even trying. And I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. Just full theater. Insane.
Love it.
It's almost less nerve-wracking in a theater full of people, because it's so overwhelming. You're like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Then I go to an open mic with like four comedians in the crowd and I'm like, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah.
It's really weird. Like lowest stakes ever, I'm like, I'm going to die. Highest stakes ever, I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think a bunch of different factors happen there, you know, where it's like, I think groupthink comes into play on both ends. So if it's the open mic with super low ceilings and there's five people there and they're all other comics, none of them are going to laugh. And they're definitely not like, because they're not going to laugh, but then they're not going to laugh because other people aren't laughing. So it's just like, fuck. But then when you got a big theater like that, people are liquored up. People are out for a night. They're excited to see Nikki. It's a big thing, you know, like,
yeah,
there's a bunch of not. And that's regardless of anybody's material, in my opinion, you know, that I think that's just kind of a factor, you know?
It was at a casino too. So they're just trying to have a great night. So it's like, all right, fuck it.
Right. Yeah. Fuck it. Let's go. Let her rip. Yep. Dude, I'm starting to get a little baseball hair.
Let me see.
See this a little bit?
Are you going mullet?
Little bit.
Should you try mullet?
Yeah, dude, I've been cutting my own hair like on the sides. I've trimmed up, like I've been keeping my ears clean, so I'm keeping the hair off my ears and like keeping it kind of tight right here, and then just letting all this back.
I like it, dude. I like it. Hey,
I do too.
A little mustache,
man. I can't do that. I don't know, sure? I don't know. My facial hair just don't work like that.
Dude, I think you got it right here, at least. Man,
I don't. I appreciate that, but I don't.
Yeah, just go mullet. Mullet mania, bro.
Mullet nard.
Hey, you got a minute? Can we get a minute? It's been a while.
Oof.
I know you got something.
Minute.
Russell Wilson minute.
Here's an interesting situation.
Here we go. I'm starting the timer.
No, it's not a minute. It's not a minute. I just need your opinion. All maybe right, we can get me. Going on this.
Hit me.
So let's say you're at a buddy's house and you're there watching hoops and it's, you know, you're hanging and you're there for like 4 hours But then you have to leave for a little bit to maybe you gotta go check on your dog. Maybe you gotta take food to your wife. Maybe you gotta, I don't know what you gotta do, but you gotta leave for a little bit. But then you come back after like 40 minutes. You come back and you're staying and cracking open another beer and you're hanging again.
How long are you gone? 30? 45?
35, 40 to an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. Come back. You're back. You're cracking open another beer. You really have to shit, though. So upon your return, you come in, you're like, hey, he's back. Hey, right on. And then you go to the bathroom right away because you really got to shit.
Yeah.
Is that fair game? Your first thing you're doing is shitting? I say that it's a continuation of your first appearance there.
Yeah, you've made your mark. You've laid the groundwork in the first half.
Okay.
You've proven yourself. So he's it was that buffalo chicken dip you ate, huh? You know, people know.
Okay.
But if you just walk in and have to shit, bro, that's a little, you should have stopped off at the Speedway.
Yeah. But what you're saying is upon first arrival,
can't shit. But second time around, first arrival.
Yes. Thank
it's,
you.
It's green light. Why? Did something happen?
It's a continuation. This exact situation happened to me at my friend's. And so I walked out of the bathroom and I'd been in there. You know, I wasn't like I was just pissing, you know, like I'd been in there. And so then he was like, did you just shit? I was like, yeah. And he kind of gave me a little, he was just kind of joking, but kind of gave me a little bit of a hard time about how like I just got there. And I was like, bro, I was just here for 5 hours. Like I've been here all day.
Yeah, you're good.
Yes, I just got back here.
Yeah, you earned it. You stay for 5 hours, you get a shit.
If you take away that 35-minute hiatus where I had to run somewhere.
Part of the family.
I'm moving in damn near. Yeah.
Yeah. You're good, bro. Right. Coast is clear.
Cool. I thought so, too. I was like, yeah, if somebody, like, if that happen, I'd be absolutely okay. This is just we're keeping it going.
Yeah, here. I like when I'd be very happy if you came over and you felt comfortable enough to take a shit at my house. I'd be like, he feels good here. I would never ride somebody That's for a good taking point a too. Shit at my house. I want if I have a party, I want everybody to shit. Get comfy,
that means
bro. Take your
so
shoes off. Take a shit. Take a shower. Like. Let's make this home for just a couple hours. Come on. Do whatever you got to do.
The hell out.
Eat all my food. Yeah, then when it's time, get the fuck out for sure.
Yeah, it's like, I think in that situation, you know, upon second arrival after the brief halftime, you know, and taking a shit like that, like, it's like when your football team, like your coach calls a timeout like 2 minutes into the second half and you're like, I mean, not ideal, but you have them, so if you need to use it, then
yeah, I get that.
Doesn't get it at all.
I get that equals no idea what you're talking about. We need to go back to those, bro.
I know,
dude. That was fun.
I know.
Any clubhouse?
Yeah, let me plug my laptop in here real quick. Brief pause.
I don't think so. Kevin G.
He's all over TikTok. Pretty funny. Kind of.
What is it? I've probably seen it.
He's just like this little kid who like has a speech impediment. I can't remember if he has something wrong with him, like But he's just called like Kevin G and he's always singing and shit.
I don't know how I miss some of the stuff on the internet. Cause I'm always on.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. Start with Chuck.
Nice.
Chuck says idea, because why not?
I love it.
Fan of y'all's content has definitely inspired things I've done with my pod. Had an idea for the two of you. Not sure if you've seen the Smosh video where the two guys do the same character and try not to laugh. It went viral and everything, but I think your two personalities, it could be hilarious and also do it for a good cause. So the idea is you both decide on the same character or one you're both can't help but laugh and obviously answer those insane questions as them, and the loser does one of the following. Shaves their head to donate for a cancer group, gets a tattoo decided by the winner, but doesn't see it till it's finished. Man, I don't know, Chuck. I'm not sure I'm familiar. That's a lot of stuff to do.
It's a big, I mean, we have to be the same character in whoever laughs first. Could be funny, but what I've always wanted to do, have you seen these on TikTok? Like two dudes will have their mouth full of water and they'll listen to like a funny audio, and whoever laughs first or spits out the water loses. I want to do that so bad.
Who chooses the clips, you know?
Oh yeah, true. I don't know. You'd have to have a third person probably do it. But I laugh at the dumbest shit so easy that that moment of trying not to laugh is my favorite moment, like, ever. Mm-hmm. It'd just be funny to do that.
Yeah, we could try that. I have seen that though. I have. From Dee Dee. Big Dads. Hey guys.
Big Dads?
Big Dads.
Nice.
That's the subject.
That's crazy.
Hope you both had a nice weekend for Easter. I imagine the baby's first Easter outfit was almost as fire as Kyle Vandenbush's blazing red contact lenses.
Wow.
Question for both of you. What individual sports moment do you remember your dads getting the most excited about, and then the one they got most pissed about? Could be a game they watched that you were playing in, or one that they were watching with you. Slap my ass like I'm Sebastian Janikowski trotting out to attempt another 76-yard field goal.
He's
damn,
so good.
I can't wait to hear this one from your dad.
My dad really didn't like gas me up too much. Like, if I had a good play, he wouldn't have been like all excited for me. But I one time, like, we were playing Saint Simon or something. It was like sixth grade. And I rock somebody that I didn't even know what was going on, but I hit somebody out of bounds. And one of the dads on the sideline, the St. Barnabas sideline, was like, "Ooh, did you hear that hit?" And then it was me. And my dad was like, "Yeah, that was a good moment. That was a cool moment." And I was like, "Cool." Like, I don't even remember that really. But we were playing St. Simon, and I was always scared of St. Simon. So I was like, "Whoa, I hit somebody hard against St. Simon. Good for me." Felt good to hear that. Moment that he didn't like, bro. I'll never forget this. Indy Sports Park. Sixth grade. Playing like AAU on some stupid Rebels team. Like, yeah. Not that great. We're playing Southport or something. Like, one of those games that I think we're going to win. Bro, I go to Galleons before the game. Get a black Adidas headband. And I'm hype. Like, bro, like, maybe I'll have like 10 points, you know? With a headband, pretty lit. Dude, my dad pops up at our game. I get fouled or something. I'm on the ground. I look over the sideline. I see my dad. He goes, didn't score a point for the rest of the game.
Yeah, I knew that wasn't going to fly with Coach B.
Bro, come on, dude. Just let me have some drip out there for a little bit. Let me feel myself. Nope. Nothing. Hey, took the headband off, checked back into the game. Just the worst player of all time.
Right. So just you're mentally just checked out.
My friends are like, why'd you take your headband on? I'm like, I don't know. I just didn't really feel that good. Lying and shit.
I didn't. There, not too much comes to mind of like sports that I was playing, but I could think of a lot of like sports that we were watching together. Oh shit. Okay. Wait. One that they were watching with you. Okay. Just. I'd say most excited. I'd say three come to mind.
Oh, and this is when you're watching a game or when you were playing? Did I fuck it up?
No, you could do yours that way. It said what, like that you were playing in or that you were watching with.
I got another one, but go ahead.
The excited ones are all pretty much the same, but and so are the mad ones. But it's just so I like the examples of the games that I can remember. 2010 Steelers Ravens Sunday Night Football in Baltimore. Okay.
What month?
Oh, December, bro. It's like week 14.
Yeah, like, this those is game, for the those AFC games North. Were those games were like not safe for work.
Hey, Ravens are wearing purple tops, black pants.
Best like, combo in the NFL.
Crazy. Okay. Yep. We're down 10-6. With like less than 5 minutes to go. Probably less than 4 minutes to go.
Is this the James Harrison game?
No, this is the Troy Polamalu blitz off the edge, strip sack. So we can't do nothing, right? Like we are offensively can't do nothing. Big Ben gets his nose broken by Haloti Ngata. Like it's just one of those Raven Steelers, and we're like, shit, man, like this is if we lose this game, they're gonna have the North and we gotta go wild card. That nobody wants to do that. Polamalu, man. TP off the edge, strip sack, pick it up. Both me and my dad are jumping up in the living room, you know, just fucking screaming. Fuck you, Flacco. Oh, fuck you, Flacco. Everything you could think of. That comes to mind. The Steelers Chargers Monday Night Football game in 2015 that Mike Vick started.
Whoa.
Big Ben was hurt. Mike Vick was starting in San Diego on Monday Night Football. Le'Veon Bell at the horn, at the gun, last second, like last play of the game, reaches over to the goal line and scores a touchdown to win. Same Whoa. Reaction. And then Dexter Fowler hitting the home run in Game 7 of the World Series to lead off the game. Both me and my dad, I remember like jumping into each other's arms during those moments.
Blackout moments.
Pissed about. I remember Javi Baez in, I think, Game 4 of the World Series.
Baez.
Javi Baez in Game 4 of the World Series in 2016. This is, yeah, the Cubs were already down 2-1, and then like we're getting our ass kicked, and Javi just like, fucking threw his bat and not like just so missed the ball by like 3 feet and struck out. And my dad freaking just gets up and just goes, "No, fuck him!" And I was like, even me, I was like he had one of his friends over, and I was like,
"Oh!"
I like looked at him, and we were both like, "Damn!" I was like, oh, "Come on, man!" I was like, "Come on, Dad! Like, come on now." But I'm always the one doing that shit.
Yeah. Reel it back in, Pops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let the beast out for a little bit.
Yeah.
That's
well,
good,
actually,
though.
He like went on a little bit of a rant about it. He was just like, no, he goes up and he does this kind of bullshit. Fuck him.
Oh, I would love to see that, bro. Oh, my. That would get me gassed up. I would be so invested after that.
You wouldn't know what to do, though, bro. You'd be sitting like a cat on the ground just, like, scrolling on your phone like this because you would...
Yeah, you're right. You're right. inside, though, I'd be like, oh, this is we're doing this. Like, yeah. We're in. We're all in. We're all in. All right, fuck it. Where's the face paint?
Where's your other one? You said you had another one.
Oh, this is Damn it. I forget what bowl game it was, but bowl season at my dad's house, we're like, God, I cannot, Liberty Mutual. I can't remember the bowl name. I can't believe I can't remember it. But Nebraska is
the AutoZone Liberty Bowl?
No. Oh, hey, the Alamo Bowl.
Classic.
Michigan, I think it was Nebraska. Michigan, Nebraska. Nebraska, like, it's a tight game the whole time. It's like Lloyd Carr era at Michigan. Like, it's just one of those can't miss, like, December 23rd night games. Like, oh, everything's, I think Florida is playing Cincinnati after, like, that feel, maybe like 2008 or 9 or something like that. But so there's like 2 seconds left. Michigan's doing the shit where they've got to like lateral it all across the field. You know what I mean? You might know what I'm talking about. Chad Henne throws it to Mike Hart. Mike Hart throws it across the field to a lineman. The lineman fumbles it. Jason Avant, or no. I forget who it was. Somebody else, a Michigan wide receiver, throws it up. Throws it to Steve Breston. Fastest guy. Dude, like, you know, he played for the Cardinals. He's like a good receiver.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro catches it on like their own 30 or 40, and he's like making his way. Like, dude, he has it. He has like 20 yards to go, and then just some Nebraska dude just hits him out of bounds, and the game's over. And the whole time, he's got like two tight ends behind him. Dude, if he would have just like pitched it, you can look it up. Alamo, Michigan, final play, lateral. If he would have just pitched it back, like, tight end would have caught it, scored easy, Michigan wins, like, craziest bowl game ending of all time. But he just got tackled out of bounds. Dude, my dad was going crazy, bro. Pitch it back! Pitch! Breston, pitch it back! And, dude, the Christmas before, my dad bought, like, the Bob, like, boxing dummy. So that
bro,
was just.
I'm looking at it right now.
That was just that. The boxing dummy was just in that living room, like divorced dad house style. Like, dude, we just had shit like laying around. Dude, and me and my dad just started wailing on Bob, the boxing dummy. Just, but, and I just caught my dad, like, just slapping
on,
the shit
you're
out of the boxing
out real
dummy,
bad.
Going, pitch it back. Breston just. Yeah, I'm getting a little too excited. But my dad just beating the hell out of this boxing dummy, gotcha. Just screaming, pitch it back, Breston. It's so funny to me.
These guys, tickies and bios and on our websites, officialjoeymolinaro.com, benedictpolizzi.com, wherever you follow us on social media. Leave a rating, leave a review, send it to 5 people to join the clubhouse. As always, watch us on YouTube as well. Cool. Email us at teamtheseguys@gmail.com. Love hearing from you guys and having you part of the show. So, cool. Right on. Bye-bye.
Hey, what was our question for the
college
comments?
Recipe?
Damn, what was it? Oh, what was your college recipe? Mine was Jimmy John's bread, PB&J with chips crumbled up. What was yours? Leave it in the comments. We'll talk about it next time. All right, clubhouse.
Cool.
See you soon, these guys. Freddie Mitchell.
Bye-bye.